This is TWiT.
The New York Times, great article this week. We've all seen the pop-up alerts in Windows that say, this is from support.microsoft.com. Microsoft warning alert, malicious pornographic spyware, riskware detected. Please call us immediately. Do not ignore this critical alert. If you close this page, your computer access will be disabled to prevent further damage to your network. Your computer has alerted us. It's been infected with a pornographic spyware and riskware. Whatever a riskware is. The following information is being stolen: financial data, Facebook logins, credit card details, email account logins, photos stored in this computer. Contact us immediately so our expert engineers can walk you through the removal process over the phone to protect your identity. That'll be $300. These pop-ups and pop-ups just like them match phone calls we've been getting for years from, I got one from Windows. I'm driving in my car. Your computer is infected. Well, Microsoft has worked with Indian police in New Delhi. And they've traced a lot of these to boiler rooms in New Delhi, which is apparently, I thought Bangalore was India's capital for call centers, but I guess it's New Delhi. And a lot of these guys doing these scams, and a lot of the people, the texts you'll get when you call these numbers, are actually by day real tech support call centers that moonlight at night to hack you.
They got all the equipment right there.
We're right there. We got the we just go right ahead. On Tuesday and Wednesday, police from two Delhi suburbs raided 16 fake tech support centers, arrested about three dozen people. Last month, 24 people were arrested in similar raids on 10 call centers. These are scammers who have extracted a lot of money from mostly, I would say, elderly victims, American and Canadian, with the pop-ups. The victims would then be offered a package of services ranging from $99 to $1,000. To fix the problem. Microsoft did a survey, and according to Microsoft, when these pop-ups show up or people call, about 5% of people who see them respond. 5%. And once they respond, about 6% actually hand over money and allow these guys remote access to their computers. The advice from a researcher who studied this, Najme Miramir Khani, who did a research paper from Stony Brook University. She estimated that a single pop-up campaign spread over 142 web domains brought in $10 million in just 2 months. She said, the best thing, just don't pick up the phone.
It's true.
Don't. Stand away from the phone. By the way, you get ready because the next thing that happens in the next 3 months is IRS calls, also fake. And I guess we should point out that neither the IRS nor Microsoft will call you or put pop-ups on your screen, that they're scammers. And, you know, the sad thing is that it often is elderly people who are less sophisticated technologically. I hear from people all the time. We got an email yesterday from a guy whose aunt just keeps answering these. It's not once, but just keeps doing it. And he said, what should I do? I said, get her a Chromebook.
And it's great that smartphones are getting better about this too, right? Because with iOS 12, I'm getting all those alerts. Like, this is a scam call. I know Android is doing really well too. I like the auto responses that we've been seeing. So the tech is getting better to, I guess, take care of some of this. But yeah, on desktops, we're just open.
Have you used the call screening thing on Pi where it, you know, call comes in and you can press a button and then it will say this person's not taking calls until you identify yourself. You have to identify yourself and then you get a chance to screen it. I haven't used it either, but
I got one of those calls in while Sophia was screaming in my arm. So I was tempted to just like answer the call and put the phone in front of the baby.
Wouldn't be the first time. Response.
Yeah.